Oh, That's Random podcast. The show with a spin on everyday real life. Random topics that will have you like, what? With that guy, your guy, the one and only Nerdy G.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Oh, That's Random podcast. I am your host, the one and only Nerdy G. You heard the man. Y'all know what this is. I am him. Him is I. I am the one and only. And this is, once again, Oh, That's Random podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time, listen, you're in for a ride. If this is your, if you're coming back, you already know what you're getting into. This comes from my random mind. If you don't know, this is a time where I, or a place where I take a little time to explore the extraordinary and ordinary. All right. This is my random thoughts. This is my opinions alone. And of course, you know, this is all for entertainment as well. So yeah, don't try to hold me for all of this, right? My job is here to entertain you, but also too, to give you something, half truth, real truth, little lies, little something. You figure it out, or whatever the case may be. I'll let you be the judge. But today I'm going to jump right into it because this one is long overdue. This is my, and I got to use my phone, guys. Got to use my phones today. And the reason being is because I got to break this down. Okay? I know everybody's been on this whole Taraji P thing or whatever the case may be. And I know I'm a, okay, I got you, Taraji. I hear you. I know what the business is. I ain't got to be in the business to know the business. The business tells us and shows us, consumers, if we choose to look, they tell us who's hot and who's not. Who's hot, who's not. That's it. That's all. Y'all don't believe me? Take a look around. 1 minute, it's Leonardo popping. Then he goes away. Then it's Tom Cruise popping. Then he goes away. Then Matt Damon come. He's popping. Then he goes away. Then it's Hugh Jackman. Then he goes away. I know these all are white men, right? There's Kevin Hart. Then he's still here. There was Sylvester Stallone. The women, when we look at black women, Taraji, you was there for a minute. Everybody was checking for you. There was Jada Pinkett. People was checking for her at one point in time. She had a whole TV show. Did y'all know that? It was called Hawthorn. I did not know. I was late to the party. But she had a whole show called Hawthorn where she was like a nurse. Never seen it. Don't care to see it. But kudos to her. Cool. Got it. But what I'm saying is, even though I know I named a bunch of white men, you can say Morris Chestnut has his runs. Then he disappeared, and he tagged out with Morris Chestnut has his run, and he tags out with Omar Epps because they kind of like one and the same guy. And then Denzel is Denzel. He pops out, he's hot, and he disappears. It's like him and Sam, they switch back and forth. But the greats, they switch back and forth. They know what it is. Tag team, right? You go run it up for 2 years, then I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna run it up for 2 years and so forth. So much that they don't get so much sick. But the deal is, when we talking about jumping on that silver screen, when we talking about getting on that big stage and garnering monies, this is where we have to be careful. And I'm talking to you directly. I'm talking to anybody. I know I'm gonna go on Taraji, okay? Okay, Yvette. Y'all know who I'm talking about, Yvette. Okay. What she said, Jody, my Jody. Yeah. Huh. Listen, this is to everybody. There is a market for you. When you hot, you hot. When you cold, you cold. Why in sports do you say, oh, this is a contract year? So in a contract year, they're going to show out. The athlete is going to show out in a contract year. Cool. Got it. Not a problem. When it comes to actors and actresses in entertainment, when they pop in and they get a couple roles, they get some scripts that they like, they show out in those roles. Now, the thing is, they can individually show out in those roles. But if the movie don't do good, then the movie don't do good. And baby, woo, baby, 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 let me tell you something. I'm going to go through a couple of Taraji's movies, right? We ain't even going to start with the first two. I don't know what Streetwise is, never seen it, never heard of it. Satan for Schoolgirls. School for Girls, yeah, Satan. Yep, Satan's School for Girls. Never heard of it. Never seen it. Bunch of white people on the cover. I don't care. 2001. Let's move it. I ain't going to hold you long. I'm going to give it to you, and we're going to go. 2001, Baby Boy. Breakout role, if you ask me. Breakout role, if you ask me. Because now we want to see more of her. What's the next thing she do? Her show. A Monique movie. Don't tell me what it's don't tell me what it's done since 2004. I want you to understand something. Baby Boy came out in 2001. This is 2004 is your next appearance. Okay? Your next appearance is Hair Show. Don't tell me what it's done since 2004 all the way up until 2024. Tell me what it did when it came out. And I guarantee you, it ain't in my hood classics. That's what I'm telling you. It ain't in the hood classic. It ain't in the hood classic. Keep it pushing. Next movie we see you in, gotta give it to you. Hustle and Flow. Lovely bounce back. Lovely bounce back. Right? Even more eyes on you because 3-6 Mafia won a Grammy. Or won an Oscar. They won an Oscar for that. So even more. Okay, more eyes on you. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. All right. I got you. Let's go to Four Brothers. Okay. It's a cult classic. For those who like, you got Marky Wahlberg in there. You got Andre Three Stacks. You got Sofia Vergara in there. Tyrese. Cult classic. Cool. Got it. Not a problem. We can work with that. It's 2005. These is all in 2005. Hustle and Flow, Four Brothers, Animal with Ving Rhames. Now, I'm going to tell y'all this. Ving Rhames movies, outside of Little Richard, they don't really slap like that when he's the leading person. They don't really slap like that. Undisputed, even with him and Wesley, I don't even think that went to the big screen. That was just something that I picked up at the gas station. Undisputed was good, but not because of Ving Rhames. I digress. I'ma move forward. Okay. Then Taraji. Side role, Hustle and Flow. We loved you. Side role and Four Brothers. It was good. We ain't complaining. Smoking Aces. Oh, that movie was loaded. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Common, Alicia Keys, Taraji P herself, right? Good. Action movie, dope. She did her little thing, even though it was a small part. But it did what it was supposed to do, because now we're still looking at you. Because you know how to follow at this point. Because you can take, like, you know what? You can take these little roles and you can make them what it is. And I appreciate that. Thank you, Taraji. Talk to me. Okay, little role in there. Perfect. Family Their Praise. Cool. Benjamin Button. Cool. We got you some roles that's garnering you some steam. You getting some steam. You ain't A++ money, but you got some steam. Okay, cool. Then we take a dip. Because once again, ladies and gentlemen, in the entertainment business, you have to be careful. You have to be careful with what roles you choose to take. Because regardless how good you are as an actor or an actress, if the movie bombs and you the biggest name in that movie, it's on you. Even if you wasn't the starring role the starring person in that movie, you gonna get it. Girl, that was some garbage. What's your next two movies? Hurricane Season. Forrest Whitaker. I watched that. That was 2009. I don't remember you in that movie. Somebody do, because you're on there. But that movie, it was okay. Low budget, all black. We already know the market, how it translates. Not really, not well. Now remember, these studios, I need you to put asses in seats, Taraji. When I put your name on this bill, I want you to bring out a certain crowd. I want this person to bring out a certain crowd. I want that person to bring out a certain crowd. Okay, cool. What we go to next? Morris Chestnut got the ladies. So what y'all do? Y'all went. Y'all got kicked. Y'all kicked it with T.D. Jakes. In the swamp. Anywho, y'all kicked it with T.D. Jakes. Y'all did a movie called Not Easily Broken. Very positive movie. I fell asleep on it 4 times. 4 times I fell asleep on it. Yeah, no. Not because of your acting. Just wasn't what I needed. Benjamin Button, remember you did that. Cool. You know what? Tyler said, you know what? Baby girl, I got you. Don't worry about it. Because your next movie, you the leading lady, baby. You the leading lady. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Tyler said, you know what? I'm going to give you that extra boost. I'm going to put you out there. We already know Tyler. We know what market Tyler is going for. And we going to get you. Don't worry about it. I got you. Hey, sis, I got you. Leading lady, I can do that all by myself. You ain't lying. You can do all bad all by yourself. So much that we was like, cool. We gave you a cameo, or we gave you a small part in Day Night. We gave you a small part in Once Fallen. But then you know what? Nah, I believe somebody believes in you. Give her the Karate Kid. Give her the Karate Kid. We could have chose anybody else. Give it to my lady Taraji P. That's her. She call her, get her in here. This is her. All right, cool. Now, you got a different audience. Your black audience already love you from Baby Boy. You got us hooked from 2001. You had a lot of questionables. I skipped Talk to Me, but Talk to Me was, like I say, us. Certain demographic. Family That Prays, certain demographic. Hustle and Flow became, it was our demographic, but it became bigger because of the Oscar. Smoking Aces, different demographic. Benjamin Button, different demographic. You get what I'm going with this? So now, Date Night, different demographic. Once Fallen, different demographic. Okay, Karate Kid, different demographic. We bringing you in. I don't know what Peep World is. I don't even know what that is. We're going to skip that. Then, we got something called Taken From Me. Don't know what that is. We're going to keep it pushing. A couple episodes on The Good Doctor. Hey, of course, we already know, Cookie, you're burning up the charts. You're burning up the charts. You got a name, but that's for Black Dollars. Let me let you know. Black Dollars don't translate well universal in the box office. That Black Panther, that Black Panther thing, it's because it was a long time coming. Then, if you notice, they dropped that bad boy in February. I'm not saying, but they catered. They did what they had to do. I'm uncomfortable because of it, but they did what they had to do. Cool, not a problem. Let's keep it pushing. Right? Then, Larry Crown and that rough, horrible, okay? Think Like a Man, you got a part in that. Okay, cool. Think Like a Man 2, got a part in that. Cool. What is this? No Good Deed. Put you with a British actor. Let's get you with some of the black British. Let's see if we can go on with that. People love you, Taraji. Understand that. People love you, baby. I'm not dogging you. I'm letting you know that your body of work, when it comes to silver screen, when it comes to being in the movie theaters, your price don't translate. Because regardless, if I have to pay $60 million to star a movie, to create a movie, and that out of that $60 million, $10 million in budget is going directly to you, my love, because you deserve it and some more. But if the movie only brings back $20 million, I'm in a hole. You got to put asses in seats. Okay, cool. Don't believe me? Take a look at Halle Berry. How many solo movies where Halle Berry has been the lead actress in them and they translate? I'll let y'all Google that yourself. I'll let y'all do that yourself. It is what it is, okay? Cool. You're going to get points for the voice acting because nobody gets to see you, but oh, that is Taraji P because, baby girl, you on the Minions. I mess with it. Cool, got it. What is this? Christmas for Love or Season of Love, whatever it is. No, Term Life, if you, we putting you in little parts and we're trying to get different people in, get different people to see you. Okay. So now your price probably was here, but because now you had some not so hot, we ain't really checking for you like that. We're going to bring it down. Okay. We're going to bring this price down because we feel as we can get you at a lower level because you ain't popping like fish grease. Because you ain't popping like fish grease, I can't give you top dollar fish grease money. And that's cool. And I get the disparity in what you guys are saying about when it comes to, I get it. Is there a salary cap, a salary disparity between white actors and black actors? Yeah, all the way up and through. Everywhere we go, we know that black people are getting paid less than whites. We know that women are getting paid less than black women specifically. We know that they're getting paid less, period. That's not that. But if you garner that talent and you can put asses in seats, Kevin Hart put asses in seats. They throw money at him. Sony knows this. They put his little short ass in a contract and they movie, because they know that he can put asses in seats. Then it got a little muddy where they was like, I don't know about this. Let me pull him out. Okay, cool. Got it. Here comes the resurgence. And I don't even want to call it a resurgence, but it's a resurgence for you. Hidden Figures. Okay. Octavia Spencer. Emmy. Oscar. If I'm not mistaken. Not an Oscar, but she got an Emmy. Golden Globe. We already know who she is. Then we throw my other girl in there, Latoya Luckett. Hey, we got these three beautiful black women. And then we talking about NASA. So not only did we step away from being like a black movie, this is one of those movies. Like we like, okay, cool. Box office, say, you know what, Taraji? You did that, girl. You're back on. They're not paying you top dollar. They're not paying you top white dollar, but they're paying you a good enough above average black dollar. It's not right. I don't agree with it, but they did. So much that they gave you a whole movie called Proud Mary 2 years later. Girl, let's do this again. It's an action movie. That's all I can remember. It's an action movie. I'm pretty sure I watched it twice. Pretty sure I fell asleep on it once. It's an action movie. That's what I can tell you. Then your good old boy say, you know what, sis, come to Big Brother, I got you. Tyler said, give her another one. Acrimony. Oh God. Oh yes. The situation in that movie got talked about more than the movie. You did your thing in the movie. You did your thing. But even though you was the leading lady and we kept on bouncing back and forth, you did your thing. That's an alley hoop another voice acting gig. Wreck-It Ralph. Cool. Got it. Then we dropped out with What Men Want. Remake flip of Mel Gibson's What Women Want. I would have never done that. I would have never accepted that. I don't care that you threw Tracy Morgan in her. We already know that when you try to do the flip of something that was good, it don't really turn out that great. Don't believe me? Somebody in the comments, drop a movie franchise that has done that. That's made the flip in whatchacallit in the movie is better. The second one is better. Or the flip is just as funny as the first one. Hard. Don't worry about it. Don't wreck your brains. All right, moving on. Best of Enemies. Okay. Another period piece. But at the same time, it's gonna catch you. It's gonna get you some different audience. It's gonna get you some different people looking at you. I love it. I love it. Netflix came through. Coffee and Kareem. I love that. Like, okay, they got my baby Taraji back on it. Cool. What it do for Netflix? It's still on Netflix today. What it do for Netflix? But what better yet, because we're talking about you, Taraji. And you know I love you. I met you back when I met you long time ago, girl. Long time ago. It was snowing, it was All-Star. It was All-Star weekend, it was her in Dallas, Texas. I met you. You was nice, you was fun, you was full of energy. I said, God damn, that woman right there is amazing. She's an amazing woman. Said hope I continue to see her, and I'm proud because I do. I we said hi. You took a picture. It was beautiful. You is still here. You still putting out good content for the most part. But the part that hurts is about how many asses you putting in seats. That's the problem. You're not putting that many asses in the seats. That's the issue. Not a problem. Got it. Hold this whole Annie Live thing. Musicals today, some people can respect them. A lot of us is like, no. You did the Muppet Mansions. Cool. Got it. Minions, told you, cool. Paw Patrol, cool. The Color Purple. But I'm going to be honest with you. The Dip, What Men Want, Proud Mary, Acrimony. The best of enemies, my bad. What men want. Minions, come back. Color Purple, I would have thought more. I would have expected more from The Color Purple. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I would have expected more from The Color Purple. That's just me. I thought that, it was a little musical too. I didn't watch it. I'm going to be honest with you. It came out on Max and I didn't watch it. Do I think that you should have gotten more for it? Yeah. Because if you had to do all that you had to do and you was reprising the iconic role of Suge Avery, ma'am, I believe you deserve every dollar that you get. And I do appreciate you for speaking up. But understand that the way that this business work is, what have you done for me lately? What have you done for me lately? I know that some of these studios, Hollywood ain't the greatest at what they do because they give people things that they shouldn't, that they don't deserve. We know this. They don't deserve certain things, and they keep on giving it to them. Why? I do not know. They do. They give them chance and chance again. Look at Jeremy Renner. Oh, my God. They tried to give him Bourne Identity. They tried to give him Mission Impossible. They tried to put him in Avengers, and then they tried to kill him off the Avengers because he was sucking the life out of every single movie. Unlike you. You don't suck the life out of it. It's just that everything around it don't always translate to you being able to put those asses in the seats. It ain't you. You choose the roles. You got to look at them a little bit better because, like, those little roles that you do have in certain movies, it pops. It makes us want more from you. But you got to pick the right role. And then you stay hot. Long as you is hot, they going to give it to you. May not be the top dollar because we still know that, hey, we can't give, we can't make her a billionaire. Can't make her a billionaire. She can't be running around here acting like Samuel Jackson, yachting it up every summer and shit like that. We can't have too many of them like that. But you are a beautiful, wonderful talent, and I fucks with you. But the understanding is that y'all have been in this game. All of you entertainers have been in this game long enough to understand what I'm saying. Y'all know that, hey, the price goes up and down. When you hot, it's up. When you put out some mid, not necessarily you yourself, but if you are part of mid projects, then no. You can't put out four mid projects that I'm gonna pay you mid level tier level pay, because what did you do? What did that? What they say? Oh, it bombed in the box office. Okay, well, what did it do streaming? It was horrible, man. The only movie that I know that got bootlegged, it bombed in the box office, which was the Mighty Morphin Morbius. That was horrible, right? But they streamed it. The bootleggers was like, it can't be that bad. And then the bootleggers said it was that bad. And they had all kinds of streaming camps up where this movie was on replay for 24 hours. And then people, when it came out, people went and watched it and streamed it because they was like, there's no way that this movie can be this horrible. Reality is, it was horrible. You haven't been a part of a horrible movie that has been that horrible, in my opinion. That not easily broken. It is a snooze fest. Let me put that out there. That is a snooze fest. Yeah. Snooze fest. Sorry, baby. Hairspray, you watch it, and that's about it. That's all you can do. It's not something that you want to go back to. But you are a star. That's why I know your name. That's why I fucks with you. That's why I see you. You shine. And everything that you feel that you deserve, you should get it. What are we going to do? I mean, hopefully with the SAG-AFTRA, y'all got that worked out about wages and making sure that y'all get y'all money on that back end. I don't know. You probably got a good team around you. You just got just make sure that they pick the, see who all on set. Make sure that the movie makes sense for you, your character, what you do. Make sure that you can add something to it. Okay? It's some of y'all out there that I don't expect for y'all to have top dollar, and that's why y'all still acting and still making movies, because they keep on giving y'all chances after chance, after chance, after chance. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to name no names. Some of y'all been acting since y'all was like 7, and y'all still ain't at the point to where you can go and chill on a yacht in the summer. That's all I'm saying. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to be the dead horse. Taraji, I fucks with you, and it's everything. And you are everything to me. So I appreciate you. I do. I really do appreciate you. You were so nice and kind when I met you way back at that All-Star weekend when it snowed and everything. We thought it was going to be popping. It was going to be good, sunny and everything. And it was a mess because people was at the Hyatt, and we had the game at the American Airlines. We had the celebrity game at Reunion Arena. And then the actual All-Star game was at Jerry's World. Y'all was like, yo, what in the fitting? We ran y'all that record that year. It was a good year for me because I met a lot of good people. I met Biz Markie that year. I got to meet Kobe, even though my little Kobe story, I'm going to tell it real quick. My Kobe story was like, I was working an event, right? Because, I was working an event. I went over there and he was like, make sure that nobody come through here. Make sure that nobody come through this way. And it was like right in front of the little TNT spot. I saw Kenny and Charles and them getting their makeup put on. And then they was like, make sure this door don't come by or whatever. And then, the door lifted up. And I was like, oh, snap. So I go over there. I was like, can't nobody come through here or whatever the case. And then it was Kobe. And I was like, where you going? He's like, he got to go. Sprite booth right down that way. He walked through the back with his people. And, it was nothing I really can say. I was going to stop him. It's just me. What am I going to do? But, yeah, he walked back down there, did his little thing, and then actually came back out the same way. And so he gave me a little nod. And what's up? Yeah, go on here, Black Mama. You the man. I'll come back and talk about that maybe later day in time. But that was awesome. It is what it is. Listen, you know what time and the part of the show this is? But to give you a little music, here it is. Entertainers out there in the entertainment business, and when it comes to acting and stuff, y'all keep y'all head up. But this is how I'm feeling today. So let's get right into it. YouTube, y'all already know what y'all ain't getting.
Switched out. I'm a boss of the ballers. My business is to go get it. You getting money in the city, I make your business my business. Okay. I got heat on the dough. I call it Dennis the Menace. You gon' get greeted with a smile and get sent straight to the dentist.
Okay.
Put them coats on the candy. I call it quenching the thirst. Park my car in your driveway. You'll think I sent you dessert. Think I cooked up some fruit the way the orange is burnt. I'm talking about my excursion. My rims done already turned. That means I got miles on it. Just call me when y'all want it. I'll turn on that navigation and enter in my opponent. Sound like that old Cooper, but look how that boy thrown it. That mean it's already throwed. If you see that, I'm on it. Look at the lot, I own it. And under that, I'll bury ya. Got a call from delivery. Let me call my courier. And I ain't even heard of ya. Plus my paper is sturdier. My living room looking straight out of gallery furniture. I will murder a murderer. I don't worry with worriers. I get further and further, huh? Plus my whip look perverted, huh? Top taking off with that naked lady inserted. A sexy frame on the fender. Try to get my dough like a burglar. Believe that I hurt you. You know the Beamer is purple. The TV screams and the Beamer gon' hit the scene like it's Urkel. You guessed it, keep on falling. But I'm gon' keep on balling. The groupies like bill collectors, cause they just keep on calling. With all these car loving women, I feel like 007. Oh, Cam, they just stole your car. Shut the F up and go get them. I leave them stiff as some denim. I decorate them for show. I'ma leave them stiff as the dough and lay them out like a flow. Switch cars. Pull up on them with the rag top leaning. Hit that button on the dash until it close.
Until it close.
Okay. The laws try to pull my candy thing over, but my pistol hitting somewhere by the floor.
By the floor.
Okay. Oh, I'm getting that money and you know it. And I'll probably go and blow it on some jewels.
Some jewels.
And you know this is true, but you got me confused.
Okay.
I won't go broke, I'm nothing like you.
Switch styles. Hey, stop talking about what you finna do. You gon' get the dough, then go get the dough. I'ma ball all the way till I'm 54 and spend all my dough on getting more. Cause I'm way cooler than you do. And I'm way smoother than you fools. Guess the paint, then guess the shoes. I got a new whip, I call Blues Clues. I'm the baddest rapper in the southern region. Been the hardest rapper out the 44. You don't wanna be the one to go toe-to-toe, cause I slow your rolling, you know it, bro. Combo and up by some dough, you already know I don't converse. And if a hater tryna take my dough, then I break his face with my converse. Talk last and then bomb first. Like Machiavelli, I'm having Fetty. Money, power, and fame, cool, but you get them all and bet that it's deadly. Don't ever beg, I feel that it's petty. Don't wear J's, I lead at the Nelly. You ain't even talk trash yet, but I read your mind and I'm mad already.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Yo, man, you just don't get stuff like that. Go listen to it if you ain't heard. I ain't gonna drop the name what it was. Yo, just go listen to it. I know you watched the YouTube video. Go listen to it on the DSPs wherever you get your podcast at. Go listen to it. That song was just now I feel like I'm energized. I need to go do something. I want to go slap the crap out of somebody, but I ain't gonna do that. Anywho, listen. Thank you guys for tuning in today. I appreciate it. Once again, thank you, Nerdy Merchandise, here, there, everywhere. And then, of course, the book. Please go pick that up and then be on the lookout later on this year. I'm planning on later on this year the sequel, the follow-up to This May Not Be For You. Also, too, like I say, listen, entertainers, I'm going to say it one more time. Listen, be careful with the roles that you choose. Understand that you're worth. Until we are able, or when Hollywood is ready to put everybody on the same playing field and pay everybody the way that they are, what they're worth, then, I mean, hell, this is where we at. But until then, just make sure that you choose the best roles. Make sure that the movies that you're putting out there, that you can get asses in seats and say that they come out for you. These people spend a lot of money on marketing, and they do spend a lot of money on seeing who are you here to see. When you hear that on the red carpet, who are you here to see? Who are you more likely to see in this movie? If they calling your name, they're here to see you. And then it means your fans want you in more content, more movies, more this, more that. And if your name is trending for positive reasons on social media because they love your art that you're putting out here, keep it going, keep it pushing. Remember, this is Oh That's Random Podcast, where we take a little time to explore the extraordinary and ordinary. And I am your host, Nerdy G. And until next time, I'm your guy.